at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On January 17th, 1939, the world welcomed little baby Maury Povich. His parents were a little more than embarrassed when the talk show host's first words to his dad were,
"You are not the father."
Maury Povich, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump, citing the government shutdown, pulls the plug on a military flight for a congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They typically fly on military aircraft and use military assets to get them to Joint Base Andrews, but that is not going to happen. According to the White House, according to Sarah Sanders, the president postponed Pelosi's ability to use military air. As he made clear in the letter, she can still go if she so chooses, but must do so commercially.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Critics point out the president made a trip to Iraq during the shutdown, the move coming one day after Pelosi called on the president to postpone his State of the Union address. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 163 points, the Nasdaq adding 50, and the S&P 500 gaining 20. This is Fox News.
Especially good on rainy days. News Talk. Rockin' Hits.
Drivers on the phone. Drivers on the phone. I'd like to pick a phone. With drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road. There's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way. Get Timmy to his play. Safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. Yeah. This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. Just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road, yeah. Drivers on the phone.
It is 5 minutes after 4:00. There's a bunch of stuff, bunch of crap happening out there. We'll keep you updated with Jeff Balocki throughout the afternoon. During happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, the big local story, a shooting involving two employees of a store in East Chase.
Wow.
And it's, for whatever reason, information has been dribbling in on this one, but it seems like some kind of inside job might have been planned and went awry. That could be the deal. We'll find out more as information comes in. Just, we're in this period of the year now where the fall radio ratings are coming out, so I'm always check to see how the news talk format is doing in various markets, and it seems to be performing pretty well.
Good.
But I look at Lakeland, Winter Haven, where the average age is about 90. Mm-hmm. The big format there is adult hits.
What?
Yeah, which means, you know, they're playing the greatest hits of the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Can you play Old Blue Eyes for me?
Old Blue Eyes. Actually, that last station I worked on was an AM that still played some music, but it was jukebox stuff. And it was stuff that the over-regimented FMs wouldn't touch.
Like what? Example?
Well, Frank Sinatra, we had a few of his, you know.
Well, good stuff.
Yeah. No, it was... That was the fun of it. That's what made it okay for AM. But then they went off the deep end with some of the crap they were adding in. And I said, yeah, I can't play this. What the hell?
What the hell is this?
I mean, they were adding jazz to the morning show. And
the humanity.
God, jazz wasn't working on FM. Why did they think anybody would tune into an AM station here? It's boring on any...
Nothing like a little crackle with your jazz.
So I hope the president's approval rating goes up 10 points today just for telling Pelosi, fly commercial.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've just read more details.
Yes?
It's not that Trump just sent this letter of response that, no, you can't go to Brussels and Egypt and Afghanistan. We're not letting you do that because of the shutdown. Congressional Democrats were already on the bus heading that way, en route to the military plane, when the news was broke to them that the trip had been canceled. He did this like an hour before they were about to get on the plane.
Wow, that's great. And that had to be by design.
Well, and apparently they're furious.
Good.
I love it.
Let them piss on themselves, these a-holes. None of them should be leaving the country. It should be a delegation at the White House figuring this out. You're not going to budge in the government. The government's going to stay shut down until you either impeach. And that's not going to happen. We finally have somebody with the nuts to tell the Democrats, screw off. You can push. You may have pushed Bush around and embarrassed him. You're not going to do that to me. Because he's got, for lack of a better term, God on his side with this one. We're talking about life and death on this border issue. And not some healthcare fantasy or all the other garbage that they're constantly running up the flagpole. What was, I saw Occasional Cortex is out partying in Hollywood. Well, that's good. That's going to help everybody. You know, yeah, Medicare, free tuition for all.
Yeah, she used a street term that they kept giving her a lot of heck about, too.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think we could say it.
I'll let you do that.
In what context?
I think she said running a train on her progressive agenda.
Yeah, there you go.
Which somebody suggested should be Trump's new 2020 slogan.
This crazy ass.
I'll let people who don't know what that means look it up themselves on Urban Dictionary.
There you go.
Well, I think all of these people in Hollywood that are embracing this woman should be the first to volunteer to give up their property, their money, to pay for all the stuff that she's got planned for us.
I agree.
We got a 29-year-old bartender who's telling us how to run America.
And people are listening to her. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. And this woman is what? Because she's maybe the least ugly of all the Democratic women? Let's be honest here. Most Democratic women would scare the dog off a Greyhound bus, starting with the Speaker of the House. So, yeah, I'm a sexist bastard. Dad, go ahead, say it. I don't care. This woman has nothing. New York, what is wrong with you people up there? Are you that off? Are you that polluted mentally that you would vote for someone this... Jeez.
Well, my question is, where did she get the money to run this campaign? Who does she be holding to?
We know the answer to the organizations that are funded by George. Excuse me for sneezing. It is 4:11. We're making the phone ring for some reason today.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Probably people that are going to call up and verbally spank me for saying such negative stuff about the darling of the Democrats.
But it's true.
And they're a Nazi.
War on women! I thought it was over, but now it's back! It's on! War! Just sexist pig.
Hello? Hey, Connie.
And this is why I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard when I saw that letter. First, I thought it had to be a joke, and I was like, no, it's for real. And to watch that bus, like, circle around and have to come back was hilarious. And, you know, I just think it's great.
It is.
I can't wait to see what he does about the speech.
Wow.
I hope he
went. You know what? What he should do? He should do a State of the Union from the White House. He can easily arrange to have it open with the words of Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, and every Democrat that advocated for security.
Mm-hmm.
And then all he's got to really say is, we're in good shape. Economically, we've had the best, I've had the best first 2 years of any president in 50 years. But we've got people getting killed at the, you know, from, and mm-hmm. drugs coming in over the southern border, and I'm trying to secure it. They
right.
said they wanted to secure it. Now, for some reason, they don't think so. So that's why the government is shut down. And get
right.
back to me when they're ready to come to the table. If they're not going to budge, neither am I.
Well, Rand Paul said that the Senate could host it, but I think you should just do a rally somewhere and have 20,000 people there. But, I was watching Fox earlier, and they had the former border security person, security chief on there, who served under Obama, mm-hmm. and he said Trump is right. He says they've been kicking this can down the road for decades, and mm-hmm. it's time, we're at a crossroads, and it's time to settle it.
Yep.
And he said he has family members who still are with the Border Patrol, and they're not getting paid, and they back Trump.
Yep.
Even though it's hurting them financially, they still back him on this, because this has to be done. And, you know, both parties have kicked it down the road all these years because they're using it politically.
Yeah.
They don't want it solved, because if it's solved, well, they don't have that to go on anymore.
Mm-hmm. I remember Pat Buchanan, when he was talking about running for president, he was asked, what are you going to do about immigration? He said, what do you mean? We have the laws. I'm just going to see that they're enforced, because they have
them. Right, right. There you go.
That's all they need to do, really.
Yep.
But anyway, the Border Patrol's backing him, even though they're not getting paid. And, oh, my God, I would love to have been there when Nancy got that letter and read it. I would love to have seen her face. That would have been priceless.
Well, she normally looks like she's halfway through a stroke. So probably a very similar, you know, facial expression, contorted. With a distant look in the eyes, you know, like, where am I?
Yeah,
who am
yeah.
I?
And Adam Schiff was on that bus to go, too, so he didn't get to go either.
Oh, his eyes probably popped out even further, because right now when he looks at it, he looks like he's been doing lines of cocaine, because that's what happens. It poaches your eyes.
And on, but this
that's
is on a different subject.
Me anyway.
This is a different subject, and then I'm going to go. But I saw this morning, did you see where Google employees got all upset because in one of their presentations they kept using the word family?
They would.
And they freaked out.
They freaked out because they were referring to certain Google products as family-friendly, and they're like,
wait, do you mean people with kids? Because people who don't have kids are also a family.
Right, yes, and if you're five transgenders living together, you're a family, you know?
God.
I mean, they did. And then, of course, the vice president of Google went back and apologized, and we look forward to your input, we want to be diverse, and blah, blah.
So
now family is a bad word, so
of course.
There you go.
Of course it is. Yeah, well, that's what they want, man. They're trying to change men into women, women into men.
Everything.
They want it all inside out. But
y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks,
too.
Connie.
And as long as I have it, I'm still going to be a man.
Yeah.
And a toxic man if I have to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Red Top, we'll get to your call here in just a second. I found this warm, fuzzy memory since we just heard.
The war of women!
What are you looking for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
I think the liberals have gotten to Joey because he doesn't react like that anymore. No. No, that's wrong. That would be wrong.
Oh,
that would be, he was just voicing the liberal opinion of what I would say that would trigger that kind of reaction. All right. We've had a lot of things happening on the highways. Quick check with Balaki, then we'll come back to Red Top. And we need to call Dimples.
Dimple-lada.
Oh, over at El Jalisco.
El Jalisco, yes.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a lot to tell you about this afternoon. We do still have the accident at Vaughn and Taylor Road. That's tying things up over on the east side of town. Back on the Eastern Boulevard, we have jam up starting around Lagoon Park and running all the way to the interstate. It's going to take you a while to get through that area. We've got a traffic accident in front of Sunshine Village. We also have a traffic light out near the boulevard and I-85, so police are there directing traffic. You'll get through it just a bit. Just be patient. The interstate's still running great this afternoon. No problem getting into Wetumpka or Prattville. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I had to take a second here to thank again everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night. We'll be redeeming the winning word a little bit later.
Cool.
I wouldn't wander too far away from the radio if you want to win lunch for two and you listen for the word this morning. Let's grab a call from Red Top real quick.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello.
Joey, I like that war version, too. I have a feeling the war on women is going to be picking up because I would like to hear other people's opinions. I'll make an early prediction. I think Democratic tickets going to be Bernie and Kirsten Gillibrand. I think Bernie's going to come up and surprise a lot of folks. It'll either be Bernie or Biden and Kirsten Gillibrand. What do you guys think?
I think Trump will beat him. That's what I think.
Oh, I know. That's not the point. But I think Bernie might make it to the top of the ticket.
And actually think their primary process will be very destructive because the party has gone way off the deep end to the left. And the primary season and the competition for the nomination is only going to expose the craziness that they're endorsing.
It's going to be a menagerie of candidates. You know, half dog, half cat, part elephant, part giraffe.
Diversity.
That's diversity, yes. So they will have diversity.
I got to run, Red Tub. I appreciate the call. And let's welcome, this is Alexia. Hello.
Hey.
From El Jalisco. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Here to tell you the specials.
Yes.
We have the Mexican Antojitos for $7.99, the Chimichanga for $7.99, the Mexican Grilled Chicken for $6.99.
The Mexican Grilled Chicken is a plate of food fantasy.
Also,
it's awesome.
We have the margaritas, lime margaritas on special, frozen and on the rocks, only $3. And we have the Michelob Ultra and Bud Light 22-ounce for $2.99 from 3 to 7. So don't miss out.
Yeah, no, that's a great deal for a beer or a margarita. And, of course, those prices, we're talking about authentic Mexican food that goes edge to edge on a big oval plate. You will walk out of there full, and you more than likely will walk out with something to take home.
Yeah.
So you'll eat incredibly well. The service is terrific, by the way. It's a long restaurant, so there's plenty of table and booth seating available. And they'll take care of you quickly. So if you want a good meal and your time is an issue, you can always count on El Jalisco to take great care of you. So thank you for your time, Alexia.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. And El Jalisco is right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway. On their side. Lots of parking right in front of the Burlington Coat Factory.
There you go. Yeah, that shopping center.
We got local news and weather. The much beloved and glorious. I think we have somebody coming in at 4:40.
Maybe. Schedule didn't say that. In there. I think it's next Thursday.
We got a lot of people coming in Wednesday. We of next week we have Dan and Jacqueline coming in.
Yeah.
And somebody else is booked, and we got to get a hold of our buddy in Texas and book him for maybe Monday afternoon, see if he's got time to come and join us. We're talking about dbdailyupdate.com, David Blackman, who today, the headline on his blog, and it's always excellent, Trump hands a golden opportunity to Pelosi to be the great disruptor again. It's just one, and the whole story, I got to get that letter posted on Facebook as well. that Trump sent to Pelosi saying, if you want to go fly commercial, bitch. Well, he didn't put that in, I did, but...
it's appropriate.
It's the thought that matters.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A prison inmate has died in a suspected suicide. The Alabama Department of Corrections is investigating the apparent suicide of an inmate at Kilby Correctional Facility in Montgomery County. Testimony shows that a man who was fatally shot by police who mistook him for a suspect in a Hoover shopping mall last year was standing over the shooting victim with a gun moments before he was killed. Details of the video surrounding the police shooting of a mantic E.J. Bradford Jr. came out during a hearing for a man charged in the gunfire that preceded the killing. Google plans to buy power from Tennessee and Alabama solar farms under a deal with the Tennessee Valley Authority. Google will buy 413 megawatts of output from 1.6 million solar panels at several new Tennessee and Alabama solar farms. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The risk of a few showers will continue right on through the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, generally dry. We'll call it mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Then on Saturday, with a high temperature near 70, showers and thunderstorms become likely during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, a few of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. And then it turns sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday with Arctic air moving in and falling temperatures. Temperatures in the 40s on Sunday will feel more like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Go on, take the money and run. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If your kids were pretending to be sick so they could miss school before, now they're really going to fake feeling bad.
Mom, I have a bad cough.
Introducing Hershey's NyQuil Kisses. Because new research says chocolate is better than cough medicine. Pop one in your mouth.
Mm.
And then another.
Mm.
And then maybe another.
Mm.
And then another just to make sure they're working.
I think I'm feeling better.
Hershey's NyQuil Kisses. The anytime smiling, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth way better than lozenges flavor so you can get more chocolate medicine.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm doing a roll call. Last minute decision.
You're phenomenal.
Well, thanks.
Go watch it, pervert.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Shut up, dummy.
If you wanna be with me.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
You on drugs?
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What a bunch of crap.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Rolling!
Cause that my
Roy
is too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What?
Nothing, leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not stopping.
He's a tool.
Believe you me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
You.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not hearing any hands. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Tell me if you're forced to wear pajamas.
My stories suck.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You got a bad nerve.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Oh, my God.
I'm Gumby, baby.
Why is that?
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Do it again. I like it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're gorgeous.
You gotta have something.
Is that your tongue?
If you want to be with me.
Hot diggity. Funny man.
Yeah, that's a lot of what you.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Well,
you gotta bring me.
I haven't given you guys something great in a long, long time.
Be with me.
I. That was the first one I've done in a long time. I just haven't been in the mood.
Before I score you,
did you bring a bribe?
Oh. Sure. Yeah, because I believe in.
I see nothing.
I'll slip you a few bucks here for a good score. I have to go down and get it out of
Mrs.
my locker.
I'm gonna give him a 9.95.
Wow.
That was strong. That was excellent.
It was a good roll call.
Yeah, rolling the Emily in there with it was great.
Yeah, you're well rested. It's good to see you back in the game, though.
Don't tell me I'm looking good. Don't tell me I'm looking good.
Because like that vest.
That's bullcrap.
Wait, you want me to lie to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, usually when I say... Usually when
I'm... You're looking like crap, Greg.
When I want somebody to lie to me, it's usually a woman.
Ah, yes.
I hear you.
And you know what we like them to lie to us about.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We're, once again, tiptoeing into dangerous
yes,
territory
we are.
Here. But that's always... It's sort of been a tradition here, hasn't it? I think it has.
The tiptoe, sure.
Here's what we'd like to do right now, though. We would like to give away lunch for two to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And to do that, you need to be the ninth caller right now at 272.
Watch the cable.
9228, 272-9228, with today's winning word in the menu match game. We gave you a word this morning, and all I need is that one single word at 272-9228 from caller nine, and you will win lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill location. Man, you know, last night was such a great party.
There were so many people there.
Festive event celebrating Emily and Fiance.
I had to come, I just because of that.
But I was orbiting.
Yeah, you were in the room.
The round tables.
84 gives me, this is his score on my roll call, 9.12 inches. He's a funny guy, that 84, I got to tell you.
Southern Wood?
Yeah. Or Slats or whatever he's being called.
Slats.
As well. All right, let's. The phones are ringing. Let's look for a winner here. You are caller one. Oh, thanks for trying. Call right back. Caller two, call right back. 272-9228. You're caller three. You are caller four. You are caller five. You are caller six. We got the system catch up here so the lines can relight. What was the last one? Six?
Yes.
All right, this is caller seven. This is caller eight, and we hate that for you because you tried and came so close. And then now this should be caller nine. But I need that word. Who is this?
Justin.
Justin, how are you?
Pretty good.
You're just in time to win if you have today.
Oh, and then I'll just be just in case. I've got the word.
There
was
you
a jerk.
Go. Excellent.
And Joey's looking at me like, that's the perfect word for you today,
it's
jerk.
It's no longer a war on women. It's a war on comedy.
Justin, you have won lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill location downtown at the RSA building on a day like today when it's a little, you know.
Yeah.
You can get out of the elements and park for free downstairs and stay comfortable. Or you can go to the location on the boulevard. Hang on. We appreciate you listening both to the morning show and redeeming here in the afternoon. And we'll do it again tomorrow. I already know what the word is. I have access to it.
Uh-oh.
And we give it out about three or four times between 6 and 9. Not any specific time.
No.
See, that's how we
do that.
That's how we test your loyalty as listeners. We see that in the ratings, you know.
Yeah.
When you do stuff like this, we got to keep you on your toes, folks.
This is called a tease.
Mike Goodman just gave me a 9.7 and an oh my. How about that?
9.7 is excellent.
4:33 is the time. Before we head into the traffic dungeon, I want to put you on stage, my friend Mr. Adams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here he is, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams with what's happening in January. And I guess there would be a lot.
Yeah.
Adams Motorsports.
Well, a lot of people think that January is our slowest month. Actually, August is our slowest month because it's too hot.
No kidding.
No kidding. It's too late in the season for most of the jet ski buyers. It's too early for the hunters. It's too early for the Christmas crowd. I mean, it's just the worst month. But January is actually a pretty good month for us. So Polaris has really answered the call, as they always do. And it's amazing to me that a company that dominates the off-road segment still throws rebates and special low interest rates at this stuff. That's a good thing for you, consumer. Because you can get a Ranger, you know, interest rates super low, big rebates on all the stuff they make. They're continually just raising the bar on everything. We have the four-seat Razor Turbo now. I mean, it's amazing what they've done. And the cool thing is that they support Alabama. They have a factory up in Huntsville that employ like 2,000 Alabamians. It's a good company. It's an American company, strong. They work with our government. They actually sell vehicles to NATO. Okay. I could go on and on about Polaris, how good they are. But you need to come ride one. Of course, we have an area where you can test one out. Just, you know, come on in and talk to us. Let's figure out exactly what you want to do with it, whether you want to work. You know, what we hear a lot from the guys is, well, I want something so that my wife can go, and we live out in the country. We want something she can drive up and check the mail, which is kind of super secret words for I want something I can hunt with, but something she can also drive.
Right, gotcha.
That's what that means.
A little code there.
Yes, we get that quite a bit. So we've got everything. I mean, these things are so easy to drive. They're fully automatic. You have a brake pedal, gas pedal, steering wheel. It's just like a truck. Simple. Kawasaki, of course, has got their stuff coming out, brand new stuff coming out. We have all the new Ninjas, the ZX-10R, all that stuff in stock. Suzuki, the new RMZ-250 has come out, totally redesigned. And of course, Kawasaki's got the new KXF-450, the award-winning one that Eli's kicking everybody's butt with last year. We got that thing in. Everything's on sale, Greg.
Adams Motorsports, a legend at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. They got a great service department, by the way, to back up and support your purchase.
Sure.
And an incredible accessories section as well. So if you're shopping for somebody who loves the outdoors, but it's not necessarily your thing, it's a great place to go, ask questions.
Please.
And come up with a gift that is a hit. AdamsMotorsports.com to start your credit app. And again, since the manufacturers put up their money, you don't have to meet the stuffy standards of a bank.
Yes.
Loan officer.
You are correct, sir.
4:36. We have had a very busy afternoon in terms of traffic, so visit with Mr. Blocky. Update Rich's forecast and then Fox Business.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a lot to tell you about this afternoon. We do still have the accident at Vaughn and Taylor Road. That's tying things up over on the east side of town. Back on the Eastern Boulevard, we have jam up starting around Lagoon Park and running all the way to the interstate. It's going to take you a while to get through that area. We've got a traffic accident in front of Sunshine Village. We also have a traffic light out near the boulevard and I-85, so police are there directing traffic. You'll get through it just a bit. Just be patient. The interstate's still running great this afternoon. No problem getting into Wetumpka or Prattville. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of a few showers will continue right on through the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, generally dry. We'll call it mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Then on Saturday, with a high temperature near 70, showers and thunderstorms become likely during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, a few of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. And then it turns sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday with Arctic air moving in and falling temperatures. Temperatures in the 40s on Sunday will feel more like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks closing higher for a third straight session on hopes that the U.S. will lift tariffs on Chinese imports, with the Dow closing up 163 points, NASDAQ up 50, S&P 500 up 20. And after the closing bell, Netflix releasing a mixed earnings report, missing on revenue estimates but topping on earnings expectations. Netflix reported 8.8 million new paid subscriptions, which were up 34% compared with a year earlier, with the company drawing in more customers from overseas. And Target is making a big investment in babies, with Without Babies R Us, the retailer sees an opportunity to double down on its own baby business and is expanding its in-house brand Cloud Island to include essential baby items like diapers, wipes, and toiletries. The retailer is adding 30 products to the line priced under $10. The expanded Cloud Island collection will be available online and in-store starting on Sunday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. We done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer for home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ghostbusters! There's no new ideas out in Hollywood. Unoriginal. Ghostbusters! They did one with chicks, but it wasn't good. Another sequel. Ghostbusters! All of the scripts are so old. From 35 years ago. Unoriginal. Ghostbusters! It's gonna be dull. Ghostbusters! Another sequel. Ghostbusters! We already saw.
They're doing it again. I mean, Hollywood, I think if they spent less time trashing Trump for any reason at all, and put some thought into what they're really kind of out there to do, which is come up with new ways and ideas to entertain us.
They don't seem capable.
No, let's go back and remake Ghostbusters again. And I got to tell you, and I'm not here.
They're making it for the third time?
I don't want to trigger Joey, but the all-female Ghostbusters was a piece of crap.
Oh, that movie was crap.
It was, and when you see movies like that, and you know that a producer knowingly dropped millions of dollars to underwrite the production of a turd, it makes you wonder, what are these people thinking? They must think we're really stupid if they're willing to ask us to pay $10 or more to go see crap like that. And a lot of these movies are rightfully bombing at the box office. The only thing that's keeping Hollywood afloat are the comic book movies.
Superhero movies, yeah.
Even, 54 years after the original Mary Poppins, the remake with Emily Blunt, who is very much appreciated by conservatives, frankly, or family people, has only made like $150 million. Under the right circumstances, that should have been a much bigger hit. But no, look what happened to a movie that I would have actually paid to go see. First Man, the story of Neil Armstrong. Yeah. And I almost called him a jackoff. I'm sorry. The jackass that starred in that film, Ryan Gosling, a Canadian, which is insulting to begin with.
Yeah, amen.
Not that Canadians are bad people, but this is maybe the greatest American achievement ever. So we find a Canadian actor to star in it, who then opens up a mouth about, well, we didn't put the American flag there because our interpretation was that this event was representing the whole world.
Oh, God.
And that killed that film. That film lost over $100 million because of him.
Mm-hmm.
So when do the producers, who love being, ivory tower liberals, they live behind walls, lots of walls in many cases. Uh-huh. Like Obama's got 7 protecting him at his D.C. home.
He's got cops all over the sidewalk keeping protesters away, yeah.
Yeah. But for the rest of us, you riffraff, you don't need walls. What do you need walls for? Waste of money, right? When they'll piss away the cost of the wall every day of the week on some stupid other thing.
You're right.
So, Gosling, they should have a special Academy honoree for the actor or actress who did the most damage to their own work because he killed that movie. I was planning to see it. Rich and I were going to go see it. And because we love historical productions. You want to see Churchill, which was a masterstroke. But Gary Oldman didn't sabotage himself by, well, you know, Churchill was really a racist and all that. He was an incredible man. And the history, they don't want these people. It's like, what was the first thing President, so hard to say.
Yeah.
Was President had did when he got into the White House. Got to take that Churchill bust out of here.
Yeah.
Inferring that its mere presence would trigger his sensitive ass. And the same people that they call anybody that disagrees with them Nazis, they remove the bust of the man who said, "Do you want the swastika over Buckingham Palace?" He didn't get asked the House of Commons or any of the politicians that question. For the first time in his life, he was riding on the Tube, which is the underground rail in London. And he asked them, "What should I do?" And to a person, they said, "We need to fight."
Yeah, well, they'd already sent this idiot over there, and Hitler told him, "Oh, we're not going to do that." And
the Barack Obama of his day.
Yeah, and they believed
Neville Chamberlain.
Yes.
You know, always, you know, that's, and they're still trying to do that. I heard a story, I don't want to name any names. It was about a school locally that had a rule against the kind of gangster headgear that Joey wears now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was actually.
What headgear?
Whatever that.
That's
that,
not
that gangs, that thug hat you wear, whatever that is.
There's nothing on my head. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just got long hair.
I lost my place here.
I'm sorry.
You're talking about this school.
Yeah.
Had a rule that no kids could come wearing hats or any kind of headgear.
Because of the gang. Yeah. Okay.
And they were confronted with the Muslim issue because a girl came to school in a burqa and they allowed her to wear it. And so some parents said, "Well, I'm going to let my kid come in a hat."
Sure.
Or whatever they want. And and the school said no. But the rule says no exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an exception. Mm-hmm. And this is a problem.
Uh-huh.
Because there is they are the exception to all rules now. And rather than openly discuss that ideology, cult, whatever you want to call it, the religion of peace.
There you go.
Yeah. The idea is, like, okay, let's open our borders to the refugees. Well, if you're a Muslim, why would you go to a country that doesn't embrace Islam?
Knowing you're not going to assimilate at all into the culture.
No intention.
Why are you here?
And now what you're seeing in Europe...
Destruction.
...is, it's horrible. And the people who went along with all this crap, you know...
Merkel?
Are the citizens of these countries, they're the ones, like here, the angel moms that are killed by people that keep coming back even after they've been deported.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Americans, steal from Americans, destroy property, bring in drugs, whatever it is, whatever means of destruction they come in with. Why are there exceptions? And is that clip, and I'm going to play that, do I have the skill set to make it happen this quickly?
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not. Recently, a congressman or senator, I forget, wanted to wear his tribal headgear. And they said, no, you can't do that, even though they let the Muslims wear their stuff. So it's happening at every level.
Those kinds of decisions create resentment.
Uh-huh.
And for people that are constantly using the word fair, how is that fair? That is not fair. That is contrary to my definition of
fair. Absolutely. And it's weird. The synchronicity here is weird. This morning I watched a bunch of videos of farmers in Texas and Arizona where they've been coming across the border. They're finding their mats, their Muslim prayer mats,
right,
everywhere.
Yeah.
So they're
but
coming in.
It would be quite politically incorrect to notice that.
Yeah, of course.
No matter what danger that might represent, which
it's
is...
insane.
It is. And yet, half the country, because they're putting personalities before principles. Just can't wait to throw everything wide open. And then the price that we will pay if they succeed.
You better believe it.
I would rather not be here for that.
Mary Poppins, the original, cost $6 million to make. It grossed $102
million. Wow. So put that in the context of about 5 or 6 times buying power in today's dollars. Mm-hmm. That's a $500 million plus movie.
Great.
Maybe even more.
It's a franchise. It really is.
And then, okay, so if you're going to update it...
you better knock it out of the park.
Yeah, because A, there's only one Julie Andrews.
True.
Who may have been the best female singer I've ever heard in person.
She was incredible.
In fact, I took my current boss's first wife to see Julie Andrews and her mother.
Really?
She said, would you mind if I brought my mom? And of course I said, yes. Let's bring Mom. Let's make her happy.
Absolutely. Good move. Excellent move.
So I'm a conservative. One thing I have a hard time rationalizing to my liberal friends, conservatives on TV and politicians have a hard time articulating, is intelligent reasons why the wall must be built. I am curious your thoughts on that.
Three quick things. Number one, I'm going to say some facts. I'm going to talk about fairness. Then I'm going to talk about sovereignty. Some facts. An illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice
as
likely to commit a crime versus a natural-born citizen. Fact.
Twice as likely.
90% of all heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border. Fact. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact. We have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our federal prison system. Fact. And countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year. That's how much is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers every single year that illegal immigrants drain from our system. Fact. You put all that together, that's a pretty compelling argument that we have some problems with our southern border. Those are some facts. Number two is fairness. As Candace said, it is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh. It is not fair to the people in Belarus that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, not commit a crime, and then wait a decade to come into this country to maybe have a chance to become an American. It is not fair to them. Number three is sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of when good ideas begin and bad ideas start. If you don't believe me, just ask East and West Germany. Or at North or South Korea. If you believe in open borders, you do not believe in the physical delineation of where good ideas start and bad ideas start. The wall right now is not only important for facts, not only important the facts I mentioned, the fairness, but also the sovereignty. We are not Mexico. We have a unique culture. We have a unique identity. The Mexican culture is something that should be appreciated and understood, but our culture is much different and has outpaced them over the last 50 years. And to say that we should have open borders and we should have some sort of transferable citizenship cheapens the idea of the American identity and culture, the people that have waited in line, and the tens of millions of immigrants that have to fly halfway across the world to come into this country. So those are the three reasons build the wall, build it quickly, build it high, build it wide, with a big door so everyone can come in.
Charlie Kirk
and Candace Owens.
Excellent.
Who is another one of those black people that doesn't exist because chooses to be a staunch conservative.
So she's an Aunt Tom.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to call her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the kind of freedom that the Democratic Party and liberals represent is you, wait a minute, you're in this category, so you have to, you can't have your own thoughts.
No, you got to stay on the plantation. What's wrong with you?
That's exactly the word for it.
You're right.
That's exactly the word for it. I'm posting that on Facebook, and there's no counterpoint to this. I'll just say this is great. So watch it. It's 2 minutes long.
It's worth it.
And share it. And maybe we'll get lucky in a couple of left-wingers who think this whole argument, the shutdown and everything else, is a waste of time. We'll understand what's at stake here. Our future, literally our future, is at stake here. So,
great.
Mr. President, congratulations for telling Nancy Pelosi to fly commercial. That's the best moment in your presidency as far as many of us are concerned. If you do not have somebody to safeguard the comfort of you and your family, plumbers who can help, because many plumbing emergencies are exactly that. There's water running into the house. You can't stop it. You need somebody quick. Clark's Club members make a phone call and have that 24/7 protection, because not only does Clark employ the best plumbers, but man, they can solve problems quickly. I just needed the water to stop. That was my first concern, and they did that. I don't know how to shut that thing off. Brother, I don't even know where it is. They only did that, but they solved the problem by rebuilding the fixture. I was thinking, okay, what's this going to cost? They just rebuilt the fixture so it worked properly, and I never had to worry about it again. I didn't have to buy anything. I just paid for the service. The value of a Clark's Club membership repays over and over, including in lowered energy costs, because your house is running efficiently. It's all good. So call Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership and get the best in the business behind you and your family, and enjoy that protection that comes with 24/7 service. From Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. Lots happening on the roads. Terry and I are going to personally go check out 85 in a moment.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a lot of people wrapping up work and leaving downtown. It's crowded on Jefferson, Madison, and Maxwell Boulevard this afternoon. If you can make it over to the interstates, they seem to be running pretty well this afternoon. 65 and 85 getting along without any delays. On the boulevard, that's a different story. It's busy out there. Most of the traffic lights are one or two light cycles to get through. And we still have police working the accident in front of Chick-fil-A on the Eastern Boulevard right there at Vaughn Road. The Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, East Chase area just jammed up with traffic this afternoon. Please be careful on your way home. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and